So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the following machlokes. Bar Pada says, in kedusha chala al ubar, a fetus inside an animal's womb cannot acquire its own kedusha saguf, because ube yerechimehu, a fetus is considered a mere part of its mother, and it's not its own being. While Rabbi Yechanan says, kedusha chala al ubar, a fetus can acquire its own kedusha saguf, because ube lav yerechimehu, a fetus is not considered a mere part of its mother, but its own being. The Gemara now seeks to say that this is actually a machlokes of two braises in the case of hashechet es achatas umotzeba ben arbachai. Someone shechted a female karmachatas, and in the womb he found an undeveloped 4-month-old uber alive. One braisa rules, ein necheles el zichri kuhuna, vein necheles el ufnimna klam, vein necheles el yemechat. The uber may be eaten only by kahanim, and only inside the azara, and only for one day, because the uber is considered a karmachatas. While the second braisa states, necheles lechol adam, v'necholim chalmokum, v'ein necholim bazar. The uber may be eaten by everyone and everywhere aside for the azara, because the uber is not considered a karmachatas. The Gemara initially assumes that this is a case of mafresh behemu mu'ubaris. You consecrate a pregnant animal for karmachatas, and the machlekes is as follows. The first braisa holds kedusha chala al ubar. The uber immediately acquired its own kedusha and is considered a chatas. While the second braisa holds in kedusha chala al ubar, the uber does not acquire its own kedusha, nor the kedusha of its mother, because he holds vlad is kedusha mahaviyasin him kedusha. The eber gets the kedusha of its mother only when it is fully developed at birth, while here the uber was not yet fully developed. The Gemara explains that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps both brises agree that in kedusha chalal ubar, and the machlik is in the case of makdash behema ba'achkech nezabra. He consecrated a barren animal for a chatas, and it then became pregnant. The first brisa holds vladi kedushim b'me'iman hen kedushim. The uber gets the kedusha of its mother immediately from the beginning of its development, therefore it's considered a chatas. While the second brisa holds vladi kedushim b'havayasin hen kedushim. The uber gets the kedusha of its mother only when it is fully developed at birth, while in this case, since the uber was not fully developed, it is not a chatas. Or perhaps there is no machlekes, and both braises hold kedusha chala al ubar. And the first brais is a case of hegdeshu mu'ubaris. Therefore, the uber immediately got its own kedusha and is considered chatas. While the second brais is a case of b'makdash behema ve'achkach nesabra. Therefore, the uber did not get its own kedusha, nor the kedusha of its mother, because he holds vlad is kedushim b'aviyasin hen kedushim. The Gemara now concludes with a proof that indeed kedusha chala al ubar from the following brais. Rabbi Eliezer says, klayim v'treifa v'yitzidayfin le'kedushin v'le'makdishin. Following animals cannot become kaddish even through tamura, and they cannot transfer kedusha to other animals through tamura. Kalayim, a hybrid born from two species, treifa, a treifa animal, yetzidayfin, an animal born by Caesarean section. And Remeir asks, me'achar she'en kedushin, heich makdishin, if these animals cannot become kaddish, they certainly cannot transfer kedusha. Therefore, we must say that le makdishin applies in the following case. V'makdish behema v'achkech nitrefa. The animal became kaddish before it became a treifa. And v'makdish vlad v'yotzaderech daifin. The animal became kaddish when it was still in the womb, and it was then born by cesarean section. And therefore, even though these animals have a kedusha saguf, they cannot transfer their kedusha to other animals through tamura. Apparently, we see from here that kedusha chala al ubar. David the Gemara concludes there is no machlekes in the case of betam b'mei tamim kaddish. If the uber's mother is unblemished, even by pad agrees that the uber can acquire its own kedusha saguf. The machlekes is only in the case of betam b'mei balas mum, an uber whose mother is blemished. Rapada holds keeping the email le makdish and kedusha saguf who namila kaddish. Since the mother cannot acquire kedusha saguf, the uber cannot acquire kedusha saguf either, because ube yerachimahu, the fetus is considered a mere part of its mother. While Rabbi Yechanan holds imayhu dele makdisha avol hu kaddish. Only the mother cannot acquire kedusha saguf, but the uber can acquire kedusha saguf because ube lav yerachimahu, the fetus is not considered a mere part of its mother, but its own being. The Gemara returns to the previous mission, which discussed the machlekes regarding mimirin evar, whether one can make a tamura to the limb of a chulin animal. The Tanakhama holds ima mirin evar. One cannot make tamura to a limb because the pasuk states vim hamer yamer behema bebehema. Tamura applies only to a whole animal from a whole animal, while an evar is not considered a behema. While Rabbi Yisi holds ima mirin evar. One can make tamura to a limb because the valoy b'mukdash no ima raglus shalzu oila kula oila. Just as when one consecrates only the leg of an animal for a carbon oila, the kedusha saguf takes effect on the entire behema. Avkashiyem raglus shalzu tachazu te kula tamura tachta. So too, when one designates only a limb as a tamura, the kedusha saguf takes effect on the entire behema. The Gemara now elaborates that the halacha of ha'imer raglus shalzu oila is actually machlekes in the brisa based on the following pasuk: the behema shekriba memenu carbon lashem, kol hashiit memenu lashem yir kaidish. The main Rabbi Yehuda hold the exclusive word mimenu lashem teaches mimenu lashem lekulu lashem. The kedusha takes effect only on the limb, but not on the entire behema. And the words yir kaidish teach leteitz lechum. The limb acquires a kedusha saguf that cannot be redeemed. Therefore, teimachul etzarchi oilas, but the me'achulin chutz ben mei eber shabah. The animal is sold to a person who needs a carbon oila, and the money is chulin aside for the worth of the limb, which remains kaddish. While Rabbi Shimon hold, Mimenu Lashem Yeh Kodesh teaches Pashta Kedusha Bekula. If someone is makdish only a limb for a carbon, the Kedusha automatically spreads to the entire behemoth. The Gemara, however, concludes that all agree in the case of Avish and Neshama Tluyabai, Pashta Kedusha Bekula. If he was makdish a vital organ for a carbon, the Kedusha automatically spreads to the entire behemoth. And there are three definitions of Neshama Tluyabai. Chizda says, "Bedavish aisa aisa treifa." A vital organ is one that, if missing, caused the behemoth to become a treifa, such as nechtechu raglam narkuva lamala, a leg that was severed at some point above the knee, because he holds treifa in the chaya. A treifa animal cannot live. Rava says, "Bedavish aisa aisa nevela." A vital organ is only one that, if missing, caused the behemoth to be considered dead, such as nitla yerech b'chalal shalah. If an animal's thigh bone with all of the surrounding flesh was removed to the extent that when the animal lies down, the gap is exposed, even though the animal is still living, it is considered dead and it is metame nevela. However, davish aisa treifa is not considered a vital organ, because he holds treifa chaya, a treifa animal can live. Rav Sheshe says, b'davish hi mesa. A vital organ is only one that, if removed, caused the behemoth to die immediately, such as the heart. The Gemara proceeds with several inquiries in Rabbi Yisi's opinion of hikdash chad ever pashta gedusha bekula. Bai rava, ba'if ma'u. Someone who is makdish the leg of a bird, does the kedusha spread to the entire oif or not? Perhaps behemah merachmana v'hala behemahi. The pasuk specifies behemah, which excludes a bird, or carbon merachmana v'hainam mikarbonu. The pasuk specifies carbon, which includes a bird. Bai rava hikdash ever ledamav ma'u the teches le kedusha sagof. If a person consecrated an animal's limb only for its value, does kedusha sagof take effect on the entire behemah or not? Perhaps pashta kedusha bekula, because we first apply one migui. Kiven the Nachsle Kedusha's Damim, Nachsle Nami Kedusha's Aguf. When the Aver acquires Kedusha's Damim, the Kedusha upgrades to Kedusha's Aguf. And then we apply a second Migui. Once one Aver acquires Kedusha's Aguf, the Kedusha spreads to the entire behemoth. Or perhaps, Loi Pashta Kedusha Bekula, because Chad Migui Amr, Tre Migui Loi Amr. We can apply one Migui, but not two. Vayim Nami Rava, Hikdish Chad Aver. If a person consecrated only one limb, according to Remei Rabbi Yehuda, who hold Loi Pashta Kedusha Bekula, avoid the asa. One may not do work with the animal because this weakens the limb. However, begizamau, is one permitted to shear the animal's wool or not? If he consecrated the hide of the animal, gizamut, he may shear its wool because this does not weaken the hide. However, is one permitted to do work with the animal or not? Take all these questions remain unresolved.